4. Galleon Southwind, Margaret Bay. Grey Ship Tavern, Hanth Town, Earldom of Hanth.
I still say we should make for Iraistar.
Tadeo Montal grumbled as the galleon Southwind left Hanth Town's smoke-smutted skies astern. It required a great deal of self-discipline for Sir Stiv Walker to manage not to roll his eyes heavenward or utter any heartfelt prayers for strength. The fact that he'd at least gotten Montale to finally agree it was time to go somewhere rather than kicking his heels in Hanth Town while he waited for Caleb to get around to removing his head helped. Some, at least.
First, he said patiently, the captain isn't too keen on trying to run the blockade into any of the Emeraldian ports. Second, it's not going to be so very much longer before Caleb and Lock Island get around to invading Emerald, too. Do you really want to be there when he does that?
I'm not so sure his precious invasion of Emerald is going to go all that smoothly,
Montale replied almost petulantly.
Narman's army is a lot more loyal than those traitorous bastards I had.
I don't really care how loyal his troops are, not in the long run, Walker told him. He doesn't have enough of them. Caleb's troops are even more loyal to him, and I strongly suspect that the Carisian Marines are going to have a few surprises of their own for Narman. Somehow it strikes me as unlikely that Harald's navy got all the new toys.
Montale snorted angrily, but at least he didn't disagree, and Walker shrugged.
It's like I've been saying all along, Tadeo. There are very few people whose heads Caleb wants more than he wants yours. Wherever you go, it needs to be some place he's not likely to come calling any time soon. That doesn't exactly describe Emerald, and I don't think it's going to describe Coruscant very much longer either. So that only leaves some place on the mainland. And if we have to go to the mainland anyway, Zion is the only logical destination.
I know, I know! You've certainly explained your reasoning to me often enough.
Montale's jaw clenched as he glanced back once again at the city he'd once thought would be his for the rest of his life, which was the real root of the problem, Walker reflected. Not only was Montale furious over having his prize snatched from his hands, but he'd been so confident of the future that he'd made no provision for what might happen if Karis actually won against the alliance the group of four had hammered together. And I have no intention of telling him about the provision I most certainly did make, he told himself once more. Well, it's hard for me to think of anyone the Chancellor and the Grand Inquisitor are going to be happier to see than you, he said instead. The proof that not all of Caleb's nobles support his blasphemy is going to be welcome, and I'm sure they'll be willing to support your efforts to liberate Hanth as soon as possible. Montale snorted again, but his expression also lightened. Despite his truculent mood, he wasn't immune to the reflection that the temple's purse was more than deep enough to support him in the style to which he had become accustomed, assuming, of course, that he could become a sufficiently valuable figurehead for them.
Well, he said at last, turning his back upon the shrinking vista of his one-time capital with a certain finality. I certainly can't argue with any of that.
And the truth is, he continued with the air of a man making a clean breast of it, that I should have listened to you a lot sooner than I did.
You've got that much right, at least, Walker thought sourly.
It's not easy to convince yourself to cut your losses, he said out loud. I know that, and it's especially true when someone's worked as long and hard as you did for Hanth. But what you've got to focus on now is coming back again someday, and you might want to think about this, too. I'm certain you'll be the first Carisian noble to reach Zion, the first native son to put your sword at Mother Church's service. When the time finally comes to replace all those traitorous, heretical nobles who've chosen to cast their lots with Caleb and Stainer, you may well find yourself the most senior of all the available candidates. If that's the case, Hanth isn't all you'll receive as compensation for your losses and a richly deserved reward for your loyalty.
Montale nodded again, soberly, with an expression of truly noble determination.
You're right, Steve. You're right.
He reached out and clasped the other man's shoulder. He stood that way for several seconds, then exhaled a long breath.
You're right, he repeated, and I won't forget it if the time ever does come that I'm in a position to reward you properly, I promise. But in the meantime, I think I'm going below. Somehow, he smiled humorlessly, I'm not enjoying the scenery very much at the moment.